Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are going to have another jam-packed, incredibly important broadcast on this August 1st, 2013, worldwide transmission. It is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Shikari Jackson is going to pop in with us at the bottom of the hour. There's a big story in Austin that has gotten no national attention, and Shikari went out and investigated it. It was a white cop, from the info I have, but some are saying Hispanic, I don't know, that shot a black guy who was simply walking away from a bank an hour after the bank had been robbed. And the guy that reportedly robbed the bank from the CCTV cameras is a white guy. And the Austin police officer shot the guy in the back of the neck. And where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton? And my whole point is, that, you know, if I want to walk away from a cop, I don't want to get shot in the back of the neck. And I'm not here to go after the police just because they're the police either. It's just, it's weird how when the cops do something like this, the normal, you know, people that run around trying to stir up trouble aren't involved, especially if it's a Democratic city. And the only city of any size in Texas that is a red area is Austin, Texas, and that's because of election fraud. It's really a very libertarian, conservative area. Believe me, I've lived here most of my life. My grandparents are from Austin. My mother's from Austin. And everyone, did you understand how Tarrytown, a tiny group of ultra-rich parasites that feed off all the government programs and inside deals, how they run the city? But around here, we have a pretty good police department on average. Compared to a lot of cities, I have to be honest about that. But more and more, the cops, like every month or so, are shooting white guys, black guys, you name it, in the back a lot of times. Like, you'll get out of your car when they tell you. Nothing in your hand. The cop will get scared and they'll shoot you. And it's all this instinctive training stuff. I understand instinctive shooting is a way to really draw fast, but they're not gunslingers in the Old West. But that's how they're being trained. And then it does make you a great, quick draw, instinctive shooter. Boom, you know, hit bullseye. I just went and was involved in about 10 different or so shootout deals right when I got out of high school and college. One of my dad's friends, a dentist, his name was Dr. Dillingham. He he was a nice guy, ended up moving off working for the U.S. Army as a dentist. But because he loved guns so much, I'd go out shooting with him and then got into it for a while. Didn't have time. I was working so many jobs and getting into radio. But I would go out and do it. I mean, and you go through these courses where you'd have stuff pop out and you'd shoot it. And I got really good only doing it, I don't know, 10, 12 times, I forget, because they might have 200 people competing in it. I got to be in the top 5% by the time I quit. And there'd be all these cops getting mad. Look at this kid beating us, blah, blah, blah. But I was obviously real young and, you know, had quick instincts. And I wouldn't shoot the family when it popped up, and I wouldn't shoot them. And that was paper targets, people going pop, you know, bam, and then like metal targets coming down you shoot at, metal traps. A lot of fun, but I now digress. The point is the cops are training now with laser pointers that recoil and all these different obstacle courses. But the issue is somebody gets out of their car with their cell phone, boom, you're dead. And it's like, well, he thought it was a gun. But that's really scary, folks. And I've told the story before of when I was senior in high school, my mother said, go up to the frozen yogurt place, get me yogurt. So I went out and jumped the car, drove up, got the yogurt, probably was speeding a bit coming home. Cop sees me, flips around, I turn into my street towards our house, pull over. He walks over, goes, license, registration. He goes, pulls his gun out, and he's like pointing it at my head, and he's like, get out of the car, get out of the car. And he gets out and goes, oh, sorry, you can go. I thought your weight belt was a big knife or a gun. Almost blew my head off, folks. So I've experienced this. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you believe it? Already the eighth month of 2013 is upon us. It is the first day of August 2013 on this live Thursday edition. Joseph Farah, the head of the Western Journalism Center, the founder of it, and of course the head of WorldNet Daily, a constitutional libertarian conservative outfit, will be joining us to cover the waterfront of scandals and corruption and what where he thinks Obama is going to be going in the next 3 years he's got left or so in office. Farah predicted back during the election we would see massive persecution of the Tea Party, Christians, conservatives, libertarians, and that the gloves would come off when Obama got reelected. And, of course, Farah had not supported John McCain 4 years previously, saying, you know, there's no such thing as lesser of two evils. But he said, you know, maybe that's wrong. We thought maybe a bad socialist president would make the Republicans become actual conservatives and could help sweep the nation for American ideas. But it backfired, and the kleptocratic mafia has just literally had a bum rush orgy of overrunning every liberty we've got, butchering every industry we've got, collectivizing the country, going from 15 million people 6 years ago on food stamps to 50 plus million and 101 million on some form of food assistance, over 130 million Americans on some form of welfare, and it's just getting worse, and that's their plan. The Cloward and Piven plan is the public plan And of course, they had previous plans for that one in the 60s to bankrupt once free, free market countries and to make you dependent and poor. That is the plan. Sorry, socialism, communism doesn't work except for small, tiny groups that run it who are offshore and exempt from it. It's like trying to explain to people, you know, taking a gun and putting it in your head and pulling the trigger with live ammo isn't good for you. And people are like, no, socialism's good. Obamacare, I get something free. Of course, now it's coming out that it's bankrupting healthcare, giving nobody anything free, making 60%+ of the doctors begin to move to quit, shutting everything down. Oh, and as predicted, they're in the news today. I'm going to get to this saying the answer's total socialist healthcare now. It's going to bankrupt things. You mean if they pay $21 million to move General Motors to China, that might make Detroit finally collapse? I didn't know that. I didn't know if you totally move General Motors out of Detroit, it might actually put the final nails in the coffin. Gee, who would have thunk that? I mean, I'm not for bailing stuff out because it never works, and criminal groups always steal the money one way or another in this kind of system. But if Detroit would have been given $21 billion smackers over the last 4 years, that place would be revitalized right now. But sorry, it ain't. China got the factories. All right, I know I keep harping on that. It's just they're shutting down a power plant every 2.5 days in the U.S. Modern construction, totally clean, water vapor, carbon dioxide come out of the stack, nothing else. So they list water vapor and carbon dioxide as toxic waste. And your power prices are going up, and America is shutting down. But all the select globalist operations are exempt. They're exempt from the regulations. They're exempt from Obamacare. The Congress is exempt. The IRS has exempted itself. This is called titles of nobility. Why is it in the Constitution that you can't have titles of nobility and be in government? Because a title of nobility doesn't just mean you wear a crown or that you get to go to the elite parties or whatever. It means you get given exemption from taxes, regulations, basically a letter of mark to operate, a license, licensure. And if you don't have the license, you can be destroyed. What did our first and greatest president, George Washington, say? He said the power to tax is the power to destroy. And what is the IRS doing right now to pro-life groups, libertarian groups, Christian groups, conservative groups, Tea Party groups, any group that is right of Mao Zedong? Seek and destroy. Isn't it nice? Isn't it just sweet? Isn't it just cutie cake? Okay, let me do this. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Joseph Ferrer is going to be with us for a full hour. That's always informative, as he's got his ear to the ground all over the country and worldwide. And then we're going to be speaking, coming up in about 20 minutes, with Jacardi Jackson on the big Trayvon Martin scandal you didn't hear about that happened right here in Austin, Texas last week that has gotten zero national coverage. Because, again, we're a Democratic city where this went on. If it's a Democratic-run city, you can just shoot black people all day long if you want. You don't get any trouble. But if it's a conservative area and you can make it a left-right issue, well, then, of course, the cops are shooting people all over the country with this instinctive shooting training for no reason. People can have nothing in their hand to get out of the car. Just, I felt threatened. I shot him. It's like that guy on the dart pad in San Francisco a few years ago. We're making a movie about that, and he wasn't even in the fight, wasn't involved, but they get him down on his belly, and they shoot him in the back, and the bullet bounces back up through his heart. And then they even took their time taking him to the hospital to make sure he died. From what I saw, and they confiscated all the footage from people's cameras, but one person was on a train at a stop, and it drove off as the cops figured that out and got it all on tape. And the police lied about it and said that he'd attacked them. That's the new thing. The FBI comes to your house and just sets you down for questioning, and then you get shot in the back of the head. In the old days, the Russians at least took you to a dungeon, interrogated you, kept you a few months, took you out to walk you once a day. You didn't know when you get the bullet in the back of the head. It's kind of a humane way to run a Stalinistic murder operation. But here, you know, they just come in and get you to answer all the questions and then shoot you in the back of the head. And then admit they kill you and then classify national security, the autopsy. It's kind of a cool. It's what tough guys do. I mean, it's good that the government has no checks and balances and can do whatever it wants. That always goes really well in history. Your bank accounts are safe. Your kids are safe. The government won't start big wars it can't win. Of course, megalomaniacs that get control always do. But so what? I mean, you know, we're just cruising towards absolute destruction. But everything's okay. Let's just drink some more fluoride. Okay, so let me tell you what else is coming up here. Obviously, Snowden granted one-year asylum in Russia. I'm going to get into that first here in a moment. Then U.S. To conduct joint military exercise in Egypt. You mean the military that we have that's hijacked by foreign banks is to conduct foreign operations. It's important to understand that. And another one here, more Israeli strikes. Likely Syria moves missiles before alleged Israeli strike, report says. How Orwellian. Israel's publicly attacking Syria with cruise missiles, but then they won't even admit they're attacking. I tell you, that is 1984 right there. Here's another one. Feds say it's classified info to say who we're at war with. That came out of Tech Dirt in a congressional testimony. Congress will not be told who we're at war with. Oh, that's very 1984. Also, Senate kills Rand Paul attempt to cut Egypt aid. Yeah, let's not cut the aid to the Muslim Brotherhood massacring Christians right now. U.S. House passes Iran sanctions bill to slash oil exports. They've now elected a moderate president, and Iran's trying to work with the West, so it's very important to rebuff all of those deals. Pentagon considers troop reductions due to cuts from sequester. Yeah, they got drones now to do the killing. They don't need troops anymore. And that's just some of the news on that front. A solar flare narrowly misses Earth. EMP disaster barely avoided out of the Examiner. We're going to be getting to that. That's the kind of stuff we should actually be worried about. Rand Paul strongly hints at 2016 presidential run. We've got what will become of Trayvon's hoodie? The latest piece of iconic trial evidence for the Smithsonian. And the George Zimmerman was pulled over in outside Dallas, Texas, in Forney. I dated a girl from Forney once. And he was pulled over, and he had a gun. He was speeding, and the cop figures out. It's George Zimmerman says, well, let me cut you loose here without a ticket, just with a warning. Cop didn't want to deal with that media circus. And the media's like, why wasn't Zimmerman arrested with a gun? Well, because he has a concealed carry, and that's reciprocal in 30-plus states. Thank God there are concealed carries, because those have driven down crime on average over 25% in the first 2 years it's implemented. In some states, you see more than 50% drops in crime. Well, the national drop in overall violent crime since 1991, according to the Justice Department, we've gone over this ad nauseum, is 61%. Gun violence, overall violent crime, 61%. Gun violence, 51%. And gun homicides, where people die, 49%. You can look those up for yourself. There you go. I mean, overall, more guns means less crime. And even though the economy is imploding, and even though people are leaving Detroit and other globalist-controlled areas and flooding cities like Austin, where I live, I saw a big study in the Austin-Berger Statesman a month ago that Austin has more poor people moving to it than any other city but Atlanta. But you're both seen as quasi-boom towns. Austin, number one, Atlanta, number two. You do see a lot of robbers and attempted carjackers getting their butts shot off, you know, as they move here from Chicago, and as they move here from Detroit, and as folks move here from New York City, and they come bust into somebody's house, and they're not there cowering in fear. They just shoot you with a shotgun. So we are stacking up a lot of dead hoodlums around here. But the other side of that equation is the cops are actually getting shot at more in things, something they're not accustomed to here in Austin, Texas, because everybody's been so armed in Texas. You know, it's not a very good idea to attack anybody, much less the police. There are a lot of cops now getting shot, so it's not a ton, but more than it used to be all over Texas. So, yeah, cops are killing a lot of innocent people now. That's not a very good idea, is it? So we'll talk to Shikari Jackson about that. But first, did you know the NSA director for the head of cybersecurity, General Alexander, got grilled at the Black Hat Hacker Convention? We're going to cover that. And Snowden granted 1 year asylum in Russia when we come back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What if I say I will never surrender? Gotta love the Foo Fighters. What if I say I'm not giving in? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? Alex Jones here, back live. If you go up to drudgereport.com, you can see all the latest news. Kremlin grants political asylum, WikiLeaks. Refugee status, he certainly deserves it, and I hate to agree with the Russians, you know, our supposed ancestral enemy, even though they're not. We owe the Russians a debt of just incredible crimes committed by the globalists that run our country, actually overthrowing the czars and putting the communists in. Unbelievable what the British and American people allowed our controllers to do in 1917, and that's all on record. So you want to go, oh, they're the Russians, they're our enemies. That was all set up, folks. Kremlin grants political asylum, WikiLeaks refugee status. We have won the battle, but not the war. Now the war into Russia for the next year. Obama meeting with lawmakers on NSA surveillance. NSA X key score sweeps up emails, social media, browsing history, you name it. Spy agency chief heckled at Black Hat Hacker Convention. That's an Infowars.com article. You're the greatest tech talent in the world. Help us, he tells the hackers. Yeah, they're trying to take over the alternative media, the hackers, everybody. That's what this is, with devalued dollars. And you do that, folks, everything falls. Twitter, government info request on rise. Netflix rolls out new tool to profile viewers. Yeah, it's the corporations that lobbied to have this built to then get billions a year. AT&T gets over $1 billion a year, last time I checked, just to administer the NSA hubs in their systems. We're talking about big money here. They sell sometimes thousands of dollars per data request that's already automated. I mean, it is a huge moneymaker. And then they get to use the data and they share it with each other. This is a corporate world government. So when Alexander says, the head of cybersecurity and the head of the NSA, we don't track it with all this info on everybody, that's actually true. They're storing it, they're using it, and the government's kept on a medium leash what they can do. It's the 2,000-plus companies that have basically got access to everything. And the top Fortune 500, they have access to all of it. This is on record. I'm trying to explain this to you. The communist Chinese run the big data mining system in England and the U.S. That's BBC, one of the biggest. This is globalism. You give us control of your systems, the globalists say. China, you get the Panama Canal and you get our grid and you get to say what movies can come out. It's globalism. It's all to get rid of the nation state and play everybody off against each other. It is just incredibly diabolical. So I'm going to be breaking all this down after Zachary Jackson comes in with the new Trayvon Martin case that nobody has been covering nationally. But this is really serious. But let's go to this clip from Infowars.com with Steve Watson. It was also on local CBS with multiple security consultants heckling NSA head, shouts freedom and read the Constitution. And then they said, hey, Alexander, you lied to Congress and you're lying to us. It shows the face of thousands of hackers. Black Hat hackers and people that counter Black Hat operations. That's nasty stuff, folks. Just shaking their heads while he's talking because they know the guy is a complete liar, shoveling Bravo Sierra in their face. Let's play that clip.
Stopping terrorism is one of the most important things.
Oh, yeah, right. You run Al-Qaeda on record and
exactly.
Everybody knows it.
And with that, when you think about it...
Notice he talks in that NPR voice, that non-threatening voice.
We stand for freedom. Not that. But I think what you're saying is that in these cases, what's the decision? Where's the discussion? And what tools should we have to stop those?
No, I'm saying I don't trust you. You lied to Congress. Why would we believe you're not lying to us right now?
I haven't lied to Congress.
What about XKS?
Thank you for that. But I do think this is important for us to have this discussion because, in my opinion, what you quickly believe is that which is written in the press without looking at the facts. This is the greatest technical center of gravity in the world. I ask that you all look at those facts. Check that out. Read the congressional testimony. Look at what we're talking about here, because this is our nation's future.
And in there, if you listen carefully, somebody shouts out, read the Constitution. And there's more heckling, too. We have the full uncut video up on Infowars.com. Then we have the CBS one that's got some clips there, but we're analyzing that news clip there on air. We'll be right back with Jakari Jackson. More on the NSA.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live and broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to continue looking at the NSA and the military and economic developments here after a report with Jakari Jackson that's getting almost no attention nationwide. And the reason we're covering it is it shows how the media picks and chooses what it's going to turn into a big scandal. They know you're already worn out on the whole Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman situation. So now they are, just moving on. They've already created the division they needed. They've already worn everybody out. They're going to wait to pick one of these cases later. But we're going to be discussing that here in just one moment. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to invite everyone to go to InfoWarsHealth.com online. And when you go to InfoWarsHealth.com, you can find the lowest prices and free shipping for all of the amazing, close to 400, or I think it's over 400, longevity products like Polymburst Plus, the best natural energy drink booster out there. Just amazing. I love it so much. I've endorsed it, and I'm on the cover of the packaging. You've got the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, Tangy Tangerine Citrus Peach Fusion. Absolutely amazing. An 8,000 total ORAC score, certified non-GMO, pesticide-free whole foods. They also have the old Beyond Tangy Tangerine that I like as well, but it has a 5,000 something score. This has the highest you can find anywhere, 8,000 score, certified, off the charts amazing. And your purchase makes the broadcast possible, so it's a win-win, win-win-win. Shopping with the good guys. Whole foods, trace minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, prebiotics, amino acids, essential cofactors, and more. It's all up there. And now you wanted longevity beyond Osteo FX. They've now done it in powder form. The best for joints, you name it. But whether it's for memory, whether it's for organ health, whether it's for allergies, whether it's for heart health, whether it's for skin health, it's all there at InfoWarsHealth.com. And there's also a toll-free number up there on the InfoWars Health.com website, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. You can call, and the InfoWars team of great folks that we have can answer any of your questions, help you sign up online if you need help, help you learn about different discounts. You can become a distributor for $10 like Costco, a one-time fee, and be part of the club and get other discounts. So learn about the free shipping and everything at InfoWarsHealth.com, the journey towards better health. Something the globalists absolutely hate, and a clearer mind starts at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. There's a lot of videos and audio messages with doctors and pharmacists and researchers and myself and so much more at InfoWarsTeam.com and InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay. Looking at our society and the divide and conquer, it's done scientifically. And you don't see the so-called liberal black groups that are out there talking about 50-plus% of black people being aborted. And that's the highest of any group. I mean, there's as much as 20% of white folks abort their kids, and then it moves down to Hispanics and others. If I was Hispanics, I'd be proud that they're one of the groups that doesn't like to kill their kids. I think it's very, very shameful that anybody does that, obviously. But they sell it like you're just going to get, you know, a wart removed off your butt or something, and that's not really what abortion is. And now you see MSNBC almost every week and CNN going, you know, babies after birth, let's kill disabled babies. Or even, you don't like the sex of them. It's your choice as a parent up to age 3 to kill your kid. And when we first broke that from the Journal of Bioethics a few years ago, people didn't believe it for about a week, and then finally it was national news. That they were in there saying, let's kill kids up to age 3, even if they're healthy. Just, you know, we're the bioethicists, they're going to decide if you're really alive or if your life's worth something. And, you know, old people, they're not really happy. Let's just kill them. That's why Mark Dice went out last week. We put the video up when he premiered it a few days ago on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We played clips of it here. And he showed everybody he talked to. Only one person said, is this a joke? All the others said, oh, yes, I think we should get rid of all the old people. We should euthanize them. And it was old people saying, I don't want to be alive when I feel bad. Well, see, you're not going to be getting health care. You're going to get euthanized, ladies and gentlemen. And this is the way of it. This is eugenics. This is how it started in Nazi Germany. And look, I've already digressed. I want to get to the new report. The point is that, I don't know, in the last few years, it's got to be more than 10 cases, last few months I've heard about 3 or 4 of them, where Austin cops, where I live, pull somebody over, and the white guy, Hispanic, black, it doesn't matter, you get out of your car, they've killed people of every, quote, race, they get out day, night, doesn't matter, and the cop has been trained for instinctive shooting, thinks they see something, and thinks they're at the OK Corral, and boom, shoots you. Boom, you're dead. And then it's like, well, they were scared. And that's why the police defended Zimmerman so much, because they understand you're in a fight, you're in a situation, they don't know what happened, you've got reasonable doubt. But at a certain point, even when it's in areas with surveillance cameras, they grab that, they don't release the dash cam footage, in Austin. This is going on. And you've got this detective, a white detective. By the way, we had to dig to find that. This happened last week. White detective, like something out of a movie, hour after the bank's robbed, he's there. It's a white guy on the surveillance footage that's the suspect. We're going to show that Ja'Kari Jackson report in a moment. He chases a guy, a fellow walks in, black guy, sees all the cops and everything, goes, whoop, maybe it was made out of warrant or something, who knows. That's not in the news. I'm sure they would have told us it was the case. Goes, whoop, a bunch of cops, kind of like, open the door, and it's a bunch of stormtroopers in Star Wars. You're like, I think I'll get out of here. And so he goes, walks on the street. Cop starts chasing him. And, you know, I know the instinct before. I've had cops behind before and thought about just, you know, let's see how fast this baby can go. But the guy runs. The cop commandeers somebody's car, chases him, and then shoots him in the back of the neck. Now, Ja'Kari, you've been really researching this. Mm-hmm. And so fill us in on what happened and the fact that this is barely even local news. So here's the KVUE story. New details released an officer involved shooting last week. You show up yesterday with our camera guy. There's cops waiting, basically trying to run you off.
Yeah.
And we've got all that on tape. But I kind of butchered the story. Break down what's happened, the fellow they killed, where this is going, because it's getting pretty scary. The state police, I'm afraid, are going to pull me over in Texas. Now they do proctology exams just randomly
right. And
use the same glove. Now they've got weird army checkpoints my wife ran into with Hitler Youth up in Waco. In fact, I haven't even aired that footage off her iPhone yet. And then I'm afraid if a cop thinks I'm walking away. One of our reporters was walking home the other night, and cops jumped, came out of a house party in her neighborhood. Was Leanne, ran over to her and asked what she was doing. Obviously, she was attractive.
Yeah.
And it was like, you come on into the party. Watch it, honey. Grab her by the hair like cavemen. Go dragging her off. But
yeah.
I'm ranting here, Ja'Kari. Tell us about this case, the guy's name, and what's happened.
Well, the gentleman that you're talking about is Larry Jackson. He, like you said, he went to a bank after it had been robbed. Now, this is a daytime bank robbery. The man goes to the bank after it had been robbed. I'm not sure if they had police tape or what the situation was. Goes, tries to open the door. The door is locked. Somebody comes out, the bank manager. Says, sir, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm just here to make a transaction. Now, this is where it gets a little iffy. They say the man presented some type of falsified identification.
Now, but see, first they said the man ran. I'm going with their old lie.
No,
now,
that's still the lie. That's the full story. So the man presents some identification. When I was talking to the assistant police chief yesterday, he wouldn't specify what that was, if it was a fake ID, if it was a forged check, or what it was.
He might have said, I'm not telling you my name.
That could have been it as well. So the man comes in contact with the officer, Detective Kleinert, I believe was his name, and they have a brief exchange. The man says, I'm not staying here. I'm leaving. And the officer says, you're not allowed to leave. The guy walks off. The walk turns into a run, runs down the street, and Josh and I filmed this, and we'll get to that special report in a second. And the guy runs down the street. The officer, for whatever reason, decides to commandeer somebody's vehicle, like James Bond, commandeers somebody's vehicle, drives down the street, meets up with the guy. They have a physical altercation underneath a bridge, and the man ends up with a bullet in the back of his neck.
And the story has been changing from what I saw last week. I mean, who knows what the truth is, because so often they lie, and they're really, I mean, they're acting suspicious, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you show up days later.
Days, yeah.
How many days later?
This happened on Friday, I believe it was. And we just had a chance to go out of the studio yesterday, myself and Josh, and we'll get to this in the video. We go to the bank.
We're talking like 5 days later, yeah. 4 days later.
We park across the street because we're driving up, and I'm like, I'm not going to park in their parking lot because I know they're going to kick us out. So we park at a grocery store clearly across the street. We get ready. I say, I'm going to go inside and talk to the bank manager. And Josh is like, okay, I'll just stay out here and shoot some B-roll. Good. And I walk across the street. The second my foot hits the curb with what has to be the fastest response time in APD history, a man runs out the bank. What are you guys doing?
Maybe it's because you're black. Maybe.
I don't know what it was.
To shoot you a little better. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, hopefully not. But I get across the street, and the guy's like, what are you doing? I was like, yeah, you can see it right there. I was like, I'm going into the bank. And then when he sees my camera, that's when he gets a little more friendly, and he shakes my hand and so forth. And after that, he was pretty well-mannered. And he said, well, they prefer that you call ahead. And I said, well, sir, you know, I'm already here. Can I just go in and talk to the bank manager? And he says, well, you know, I don't really want that. I said, well, will you talk to him? He said, yeah.
But I mean, you're nice about this, and I tell the reporters don't get in conversations, but I would have said it's a free country. I'm going in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting tired of this.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, I'm being sarcastic about the cop going to shoot you. But the point is, he does run over there towards you. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, wow, they're really on this story. They don't want people talking to the witnesses.
And I guess that was the point. And they leave us out there for about 10, 15 minutes. Meanwhile, a helicopter flies overhead. I'm not sure if that was related or not. It's just something weird that happened.
It's part of living in a free country.
Yeah, part of living in a free country. And
you were walking while black.
Yes, I was walking while black. And it just so happened that, you know.
Doesn't matter you're wearing a suit. That's not even enough now.
Yeah, I was dressed in, you know.
You'd wear a crown to be like the Queen of England. Then he would have, like, bowed down to you.
Yeah, if I was walking over.
You had a shaved head, though, like him. You should have liked that.
Yeah. But, you know, like I was saying, we were out there, and the bank manager comes about 10, 15 minutes later, or a bank representative. And meanwhile, APD calls us because we called to talk to their public information officer. They call us back while we're at the bank. And I'll say, well, just so you guys know, I just encountered an officer. He's leaving us outside for 10, 15 minutes. I'm not exactly sure what he's doing. Just know that we're out here. I say, okay, just come and meet with us at 12:45 at the APD headquarters. So we talk to the bank representative, and he doesn't give us any information. So we shoot our stand-up, go to APD, and that's when we talk to Assistant Chief. I'll keep on calling him Bradley Manning, but his name is Manley. So
Brian Manley.
Yeah, Brian Manley.
He's very manly.
He was very manly. He was a very, very nice gentleman. He didn't give us too much in the way of information. And one of the questions I asked him, you know, I said, if this is an ongoing investigation, you say, you know, the shooting's under investigation. Why did he chase him? That's under investigation and so forth. How do you know that the man was there to commit a fraud, Mr. Jackson? And he said, well, you know, of course, that's still part of the ongoing investigation. But, you know, the shooting, why the officer unholstered his weapon, that's under investigation. But the fact that the man was there to commit a fraud, that's a concrete fact.
And by the way, if the suspect was black, why would a bank robber come back later? I would see some reason to pursue. But it's like looks like a redneck hillbilly in the main suspect videos. Mm-hmm. And then a black guy comes and talks to the manager, starts walking away going, I don't want to talk to you. And then you end up dead. And that's happening more and more all over the country.
Yeah, and people keep saying that the man had no reason to run, like Anthony Beeler said. He said the mere fact that the guy's dead now shows that he had a reason to run.
Well, let me tell you, I'm actually now, when I'm with my kids, I'm actually scared of the state police. Because they're still shot. I mean, they'll pull you over in front of your family and literally stick their hands in your rear end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is horrifying, man.
And it's just another case we see, because we saw the case in Toronto. I believe it was this past weekend as well. A gentleman was on the boxcar. I think the guy was 18. His name was Sammy Yadam. And he's not even stepping off the bus. He has a knife. You can see the video right there. He has a knife in his hand. The police tell him to drop the knife. He doesn't drop the knife. Now, as you can see in this clip, Alex, they're close enough to him to use maybe a chemical agent, use some bean bags.
And they shoot him over and over and over and over.
They shoot him 9 times in this clip.
Well, it's like the 95-year-old guy at the nursing home that had a shoehorn and
he had a cane, he had a shoehorn, and then they said he allegedly grabbed a butcher knife and was waving it around. Even if he did have a butcher knife, you'd think he could probably snatch a knife from a 95-year-old man. And they shoot him with a beanbag.
Well, I would just lock the door until he settled down.
Yeah.
But no, it's like tough to kill somebody. Because, I mean, you're not even a man until you've killed some people, you know, according to these grids.
That's
Well,
that's,
see, they're soldiers. They're designed to kill people, break things. And so you're like an enemy at Iwo Jima. And this is the mindset now. What the cops don't get is that police are supposed to be peace officers.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be so macho, you don't go and just kill people as the first idea. That's what thugs do.
Yeah, and the guy was looking for a fight. The cop was looking for a fight. You know, he chased the guy down on foot first, then commandeered a vehicle. He was going to catch this guy. When he meets up to him, I guess the guy put up more of a fight than he wanted, and somehow another guy ends up with a bullet.
We don't even know if that's true.
Body.
He's shot in the back.
Yeah. It was very suspicious to me. That's just the story I was told.
Well, let's go ahead and go to your news report right here, and then we'll go out to break and come out and finish up with this with Jakari Jackson. This is happening all the time now where I live. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
We're here at the Benchmark Bank. You just saw moments ago, we stepped out of our vehicle, which is across the street where my cameraman Josh is. We came across the street to the Benchmark Bank. We were immediately approached by an officer. He said, sir, what are you doing here? I said, I'm just here to speak to the bank manager. He said, well, they prefer that you call before you come. Well, I said, well, I'm not looking for a problem, officer. Can you go get the bank manager for me? The officer agreed, so that's what we're doing now. So you saw just moments ago, we were approached by both an officer and a representative of the Benchmark Bank. Now, the reason why we're here is because last Friday, a gentleman tried to enter the bank after the bank had been robbed. Obviously, the gentleman did not know this. Keep in mind, the gentleman who came to the bank after being robbed did not match the description of the suspect at all. The gentleman presented identification to the bank. Then an officer approached the man. The man did not want to talk to the officer, decided to walk away from the situation. That walk turned into a run. A foot chase ensued. The officer eventually caught up to the man at a nearby park. There was an alleged struggle, and somehow or another, the man ended up with a bullet in the back of his neck. First of all, do you think it was the appropriate response of your officer to chase the man?
Yes, the police department does have a pursuit policy, a foot pursuit policy that dictates when our officers can be engaged. The foot chase ended under the Shoal Creek Bridge over off of 34th Street, and their struggle ensued under that bridge. During the foot pursuit, Detective Kleiner did enlist the aid of a motorist to help him catch back up to Mr. Jackson.
Do you know at what point the officer removed his holster? Was it knocked out? Did he pull it out? Do you know exactly what happened?
That's still part of the ongoing investigation.
But as far as striking an unarmed man in the back of the neck, do you think that's justified?
I can't speculate on that.
Is the officer involved still in active duty?
Yes, the officer, per our standard policy, is on restricted duty with pay.
Now, it's my understanding that the gentleman has some type of false identification. Can you specify what that is?
Again, due to the ongoing nature of the investigation, there are some pieces that we're not releasing.
We have this ongoing investigation as far as, you know, when the officer unholstered his weapon, when exactly he fired the weapon, but you're pretty confident in saying that he was there, the gentleman was there to commit a fraud. Does his prior history have anything to do with that conclusion?
We have not released Mr. Jackson's full criminal history. We're not attempting to challenge his credibility. Any time a life is lost, it's tragic, and it's tragic for Mr. Jackson's family. As a law enforcement family, it's tragic for us. Our officer is, you know, having a hard time with this as well.
Now, I can't help but notice the similarities between this case and the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case, whereas the person with the gun aggressively pursued the person without the gun, and when an altercation ensued, the person with the gun opened fire.
All right.
And that just so happens to be...
And that is what the subject of the new August issue is all about, by the way. And the new magazine is out, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll have conclusions and final thoughts with Jakari Jackson straight ahead.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Blocketpocket.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live with Jakari Jackson. Coming up, Joseph Farah is going to cover all the major scandals. And Carney is saying it's fake scandals. It's a hoax that it's bad the IRS is persecuting people. And it's a hoax that the NSA is a big deal. And it's a hoax, on and on and on. We're going to be breaking that down and taking your phone calls. But briefly, I wanted to produce a magazine that's really like a big 60-page color book to expose divide and conquer and how divide and conquer has been used over and over again to give people in the left-right paradigm, especially leftists, that are totally obsessed with whatever the media tells them to be obsessed with, but then not real instances of racism or classism or problems. I wanted to produce, I mean, there's like four articles in here. There's a bunch of others and other subjects dealing with divide and conquer. And the cover is Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman's face fused into one to show how they're trying to divide humanity as a whole. And then on the inside, we've got famous quotes by the globalist. We've got amazing art, patriot art that's just off the charts to wake people up. We've got just amazing graphics in the articles, social engineering and radical division, the Trayvon Martin tragedy that goes over all of that. This is the way to deprogram people. Domestic spy grid designed long before 9/11. Russian forces on American soil, breaking down how more and more foreign troops are training to take on the American people and how that's public information. You want to wake people up, this is it. Fluoride in the water is a chemical weapon attack on you and your family with all the different Harvard studies to just give somebody and go, look at this. You know, look at this. Don't give your baby fluoride water. You know, things like that. It's an information warfare weapon. CIA will now openly propagandize Americans. Article breaking that down. Obama conquers internet through executive orders. We got a Ron Paul article in there, a first-rate magazine, how the federal government plans to persecute Zimmerman. The whole divide and conquer program, a big political poster inside. How they're setting up the Patsy as the Boston bomber. We've got the political opposition being targeted, how it ties into Richard Nixon, how Obama is beyond all that. InfoWarsStore.com. FBI plan to kill Occupy leaders. We talked about that. There it is. Breaking it down. Just chilling information, ladies and gentlemen. And we're almost sold out of the July issue. I ordered 30,000 extra this time because they have 10 bumper stickers in them. We've got, I don't know, like 3,000 or 4,000 left. They will sell out very, very quickly because I printed over 130,000 of these instead of the 100,000 we usually do. We're selling them at cost. You can get the July issue with the 10 bumper stickers to wake people up in your area with statements like, listen to Alex Jones, forbidden information, InfoWars.com, America's been occupied by globalist forces, six medium, four big ones. You can get those at below cost. It's an info weapon. And you can get a year subscription at cost or buy the new magazine in bulk, the August issue, InfoWarsStore.com. This is for people that aren't awake. They really pay attention to print now because print's going out. It's been very successful. Jakari, in the last minute, we've got any other comments about this tragic case of Mr. Jackson, Larry Eugene Jackson Jr., 32, here in Austin, Texas, and the police. They're acting very suspicious. If they didn't have something to cover up, I don't think they'd be acting like this.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that Acevedo is out of town. I believe he's in California dealing with his mother. His mother's ill, from what I understand.
Sad to hear that.
Yeah. But this is the situation. Overzealous police chase a man down and shoot him. And like you said, we're not sure if they're...
Could have just shot him in the leg. I mean, just running to deserve to die? I mean...
I don't know. I mean, and then the note...
I think if Trayvon was running from Zimmerman, he should go to prison for that.
Yeah, trying to defend yourself from, you know, an overzealous person. It's a very unfortunate circumstance, and hopefully gets to the bottom of it. And I really want to know how they know if the man was there to commit a fraud if, you know, they don't want to be explicit with that information. you know, they're very close-mouthed about it right now.
Well, I would add this. They've been killing a lot of white people like this, too.
Oh, yeah, I don't see
it. It might be racial, though. We don't know. My point is what's scary is that it's just a total culture to kill us. It's discrimination.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.